Okay. The Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee will now come to order. Members, please note, I got to do the same. Put your phones or electronic devices, either turn them off or put them on vibrate. Ranking Member Chambliss is excused, and will the Administrative Assistant Emma please call the roll?
Chair Altman.
Here.
Vice Chair Bell.
Here.
Ranking Member Chambliss excused. Representatives Abbott.
Here.
Black.
Here.
Botana.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Cassell.
Here.
Cross.
Here.
Gossett Sideman.
Here.
Hart.
Here.
Killebrew. Lopez.
Here.
Overdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Trunau.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Quorum being present, I want to welcome everybody to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee meeting. Again, please make sure your electronic devices are either on vibrate or turned off. And if any member of the public wishes to speak, make sure you fill out one of these appearance forms. So we have several bills on the agenda. And before we begin, are there any questions from the committee? All right, let's go to the first bill. First bill, Florida House Bill 1565, Florida Red Tide Mitigation and Technology Development Initiative by Representative Grant. Leader Grant, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. The Florida Red Tide Mitigation Technology Development Initiative is an existing partnership between the FWC and Moton Marine, which was established in 2019. HB 1565 will extend that for another few years. The initiative has explored more than 300 chemicals and compounds to kill algae and minimize the impact of red tide toxin without causing further human or ecological harm. The initiative has 36 projects which have been completed or are underway, and more than 12 projects are ready for field testing. The bill provides a way for the Department of Environmental Protection to review and approve technologies for safe and effective field use and trials, and that is the bill.
And we do have one amendment, barcode number 271343.
Correct.
Let's go ahead and hear the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. The amendment removes the expiration date and appropriations obligations on future legislators. And that is the amendment.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any debate on the amendment? Leader Grant, is there any public input on the amendment? Not on the amendment, but on the bill. Leader Grant, you recognize close on the amendment.
Waive close on the amendment.
All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yay, opposed no.
Yay.
No? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we're back on the bill as amended. Is there anyone in the audience? We do have a couple right here. Okay. Pepper Uccino? Did I pronounce your last name right, Pepper? Oh, good. Wave in support. David Shep, Moton Marine Laboratory. He waves in support. Okay. Those are the public appearance cards. Oh, we have one more that stuck to the back here. James Smith, Moton Marine Laboratory. Wave in support. Okay, those are all the cards. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Leader Grant, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Wave close. Leader Grant, having closed on the bill, Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Altman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bell?
Yes.
Ranking Member Chambliss? Representatives Abbott? Black?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Cassell?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Gossett Sideman?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Trunau?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
So, by your vote, House Bill 1565 will be reported favorably as amended.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Appreciate your vote.
Thank you. Next bill, House Bill 1581, Mangrove Replanting and Restoration by Rep. Mooney and others. Rep. Mooney, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member Chambliss, and the committee. HB 1581 is a mangrove replanting and restoration bill. The bill requires the DEP to adopt rules for mangrove replanting and restoration. It also requires the department, in consultation with the Division of Insurance Agent and Agency Services, to conduct a statewide feasibility study regarding the use of mangroves and other nature-based solutions to improve local government's community rating for flood insurance purposes. The rules must do the following: address significant erosion in area of critical state concern, protect barrier islands and spoil islands, assist Everglades restoration and Biscayne Bay revitalization efforts, including the development of living shoreline design options for Biscayne Bay Aquatic Preserve, promote public awareness of the value of mangroves, support mangrove education campaigns conducted by local government entities, protect and maintain access to navigation of the marked channels and the right-of-way of the Florida Intercoastal Waterways, and that is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Representative Mooney? Yes. Now.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Mooney, how many trees per acre, or what's the concentration of trees that make a difference?
Well, it really has a lot to do with the flamingo population. If we had the flamingo population, there'd probably be 4,000 mangroves per acre, but, you know, with the flamingo population now coming back, we may need 10,000 mangroves. I had to throw that in there, by the way.
The flamingos fertilize the mangroves.
Thank you. Correct.
Yes. Rep. Hart?
Mr. Chair, will municipalities and counties be given any money for the educational piece of getting this information out?
That is not in the bill at this point, but I suspect that the resiliency funding for the state of Florida obviously will open that door.
Yes. Representative Overdorff?
Representative Mooney, I appreciate your answer, but isn't it also known that flamingos actually build their nests and have their eggs on the ground, and they actually go through the soil to do that? They use soil mounds themselves. So wouldn't that actually move the mangroves out of the way instead of actually propagating mangroves?
Chair. Yes. Thank you, Chair. Well, actually, so the mangroves would protect the ground, which the flamingos be nesting behind. But therefore, Rep. Buchanan is getting a really good laugh out of this. Thank you for the question.
Thank you. Did I hear there'd be a handwritten amendment to make the flamingo the Florida bird?
That's a possibility.
Okay, yeah. It hasn't shown up yet, so. Any other questions? Okay, that's all the questions. We do have cards. Pepper Uccino, waves in support. Arianna White. Yes, come on up, Arianna.
Good afternoon. My name is Arianna White, and I'm a lifelong Floridian who grew up around the nature in North Florida. I remember the state legislature supporting Girl Scouts and state parks all throughout my Girl Scout career as a kid. And I wanted to come up here and say that preserving Florida's mangroves isn't just about ecology, it's a strategic investment in our economic vitality. Mangroves act as nature's guardians, shielding our natural springs, rivers, and beaches from erosion. This protection isn't just environmental stewardship, it's preserving the allure of the real Florida. That's our state park slogan. And the tourism drawn by these landscapes is a linchpin in our economic framework, supporting businesses, jobs, and communities. And tourism spots like Wakulla Springs, Jenny Springs, Ishintuckney River, the Everglades, and several more. I encourage you to commit to mangrove restoration, not just for nature's sake, but for the sustained economic prosperity of our beloved state. Thank you.
Thank you. And who do you represent?
With Jinglio Action. It's an organization at Florida State.
Oh, fantastic. And you pronounce your name?
Arianna White.
Arianna, I got it right. Okay, good. Thank you. It's very good.
Thank you.
Samuel Dohler, proponent of the bill. Oh, he's coming up.
I'm here asking for you to join us in support of HB 1581, Recently, the highest recorded temperatures inside of water were found inside of our coastal regions, so hot that they were able to bleach our coral reefs. We are facing rising concerns for our ocean life, and we're here to ask you today to pass HB 1581 to help protect and restore our mangroves as a piece of that. The weather threat that we face right now because of rising temperatures has a profound effect on the most vulnerable among us. And mangroves help minimize that threat by decreasing the threat of waves and decreasing winds from hurricanes. 40% of our population currently lives by the coasts. We need to protect these people. We keep on passing deadlines, and the costs are only going to increase for the environment. So please do the right thing.
Thank you. Tia Sanders. From Gen Cleo Action as well.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Taja Sanders. I'm with Gen Cleo, and I wanted to highlight the importance of getting ahead of this issue. We heard the previous things that could happen if we don't address the problem, but we have the opportunity to get ahead of it because, for example, Tampa Bay has lost nearly 50% of their mangroves, and if we don't preserve and put in the hard work to stop the issue, it will become something bigger that we can't stop. So if we take the time to push for the bill, we can be ahead of the problem. That makes sense. All right. We can address the coastal erosions and protect the islands that we love. So we love our world. We can do the things that we can do to protect it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tija. And we have Samantha Caddis. GeoCleo Action. Which is the first time I've heard of your organization. It's fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. We're trying to get our youth members more involved in stuff like this. Great. So I really appreciate it. But good afternoon, everyone. My name is Samantha Cadis, and I'm also here representing Gen Cleo. We are a youth-led organization that focuses not only on climate advocacy, but on climate education. And I'm here this afternoon with all of my friends to tell you why I value mangroves. I'm a born and raised Floridian from St. Petersburg, Florida, and living 20 minutes from the beach really helped cultivate my upbringing and really show and teach myself the importance of our natural resources right here in Florida, the importance of mangroves, the ocean, and everything surrounding it. But to put it simply, if you can't go to a beach without seeing mangroves, otherwise there wouldn't be a beach. And that is really what worries me, as our changing climate is real and human-caused. The more we burn greenhouse gases, the hotter our planet will become. The hotter it gets, we experience more extreme weather disasters, more frequent storms pushing and hitting up on our mangroves and causing erosion to the mangroves. But there is, however, a solution to protecting our coastal communities, save Florida's economy, money, and make our communities and state more resilient to climate change. Mangroves. And that's why I really hope you all will consider supporting HB 1581. Mangroves help protect coastal communities from erosion and play an important role in reducing wave height and energy, as well as local wind speeds during hurricanes, as we are seeing an unfortunate increase in not only the intensity of the natural disasters, but occurrence of it. They can also contribute to reducing property insurance rates, reducing them in those communities that house mangroves, as well as protecting the coastal communities that rely on the mangroves to be a coastal community in the first place. So please support this bill so others like me can experience a coastal childhood growing up and showing and learning about appreciating our environment. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, those are all the public appearances that we have. Oh, come on up. I didn't have a card.
Dave Cullen for Sierra Club Florida. I'll be very brief. Please support this good bill. I'll fill in for.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Is there any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Representative Mooney, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Chair. And we had some fun, but you know, the reality is that mangroves are very important to our ecosystem. We know for a fact that they do reduce the flood surge during hurricanes. We also know for a fact that they're obviously create estuaries. But this bill actually, what it really does is make sure that when we do restoration, we do it properly, because what we're seeing down in South Florida in some areas is a lot of different groups are starting to plant mangroves, but they're planting them wrong. They're putting smaller plants in higher saline situations. The plants are dying off. So the restoration efforts are not actually coming to fruition. And so that's part of this bill. And of course, again, the insurance component we all can agree with is that we can prove to the feds that we're trying to protect our coastline. Maybe we get some help there on the backside. But thank you for this. It's a very important bill, and I think it's going to be good for the state of Florida. And with that, I close.
Great. So, I love this bill. Thank you for bringing it. You know, my oldest son got second in the county science fair. He did research on wildlife production. We go to seawalls where there were no, or revetments where there were no mangroves, and then he would go where there were mangroves, and the life that was around those mangroves, the biomass is so immense that it produces. They're truly, truly, and they're beautiful. So this is a good bill, and I hope it does. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Mooney, just wanted to thank you for bringing this bill forward. We do know that mangroves are some of our most productive saltwater wetland species. And one thing that I didn't hear mentioned is their ability to store carbon. So they have so many ecosystem benefits. And so having an understanding of the most appropriate place for those replantings and the best techniques, you know, there's actually a lot of science behind where to plant and how to be most successful. So hopefully this can help to disseminate that information to the places and people that need to have it. So really just appreciate you bringing this good bill forward. And maybe we'll see some more flamingos too. Never know.
Great. So Representative Mooney, having closed on the bill, Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Altman.
Yes.
Vice Chair Bell.
Yes.
Ranking Member Chambliss. Representatives Abbott. Black.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Cassell.
Yes.
Cross.
Yes.
Gossett-Sidman.
Yes.
Hart.
Yes.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez.
Yes.
Overdorf.
For the flamingos, yes.
Bruno.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 1581 will be reported favorably. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Committee.
Our next bill, our last bill of the day, Committee Substitute for House Bill 1073, Mitigation by Water Quality Supply and Treatment Subcommittee and Representative Trunow. Rep. Trunow, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair. Members, this bill is in the same posture it was in the last committee. Some of you might have seen it. This bill covers two areas, wetland mitigation and water quality credits. It allows local government to contract with private sector entity to permit and operate wetland mitigation bank on public lands, again, only when the state and federal mitigation credits are not available. Provides that mitigation banks authorized under this bill must be sponsored by a private sector entity that pays a usage fee to the government, reflecting the market value of public land and determining through an estimated competitive procurement process. Some members may remember in 2022, the legislature passed HB 965, which provides for the establishment of water quality enhancement areas and the sale of water quality credits only to public sectors. This bill seeks to include private entities, and that is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions about the bill from the committee? Yes, Representative Cross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Representative Trunow, I'm wondering if you think that this bill will in any way alter the competitive landscape for privately funded mitigation banks.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the question. No, it's directly the opposite. It's only in those physically or land constrained areas, such as like Miami-Dade or Jacksonville, working where you have no landscape that, you know, in the private sector.
Yes, follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I understand it is constrained to some of those basins, but right now with the private mitigation banks, They're responsible for paying for the land up front, and then any of the restoration and enhancement to get those UMAM, to get that lift. This would set up, beginning on line 296, that usage fee, which may not be the same as the cost of purchasing that land outright. So I'm wondering about that aspect of it, if you think that would change just some of the competitiveness and the market as it currently is.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you. Thank you for the question. I don't think it will. I think it will increase the competitiveness. And so it's a competitive process in which they will be vetted to enter into a private-public partnership.
Okay. And we have public cards. Those are good questions. Maybe there'll be some responses as well from the audience. Any other questions? Seeing none, let's go to the Ashton Mears, Florida Home Builders Association, waves in support. Karen Woodall, Earth Justice, wave in opposition. Lance Pierce, Association of Florida Community Developers, waves in support. Lauren Jackson, Town of Davie, waves in support. And that's it. That's all the cards. Okay. All right, is there any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Trunau, you are recognized. Close on the bill.
Thank you, Chairman. I think this is a good step in the right direction on a host of different things, allowing those municipalities, those small entities to achieve the goals of water quality. As we all know, we passed in 2020 as well SB 712, the Florida Clean Water Act. So we've got some work to do, and this is a tool that'll help us get it done. And with that, I close.
Okay, Representative Trunau, having closed on the bill. Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Altman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bell?
Yes.
Ranking Member Chambliss? Representatives Abbott? Black?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Cassell?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Gossett-Seidman?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Trunau?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays. members, by your vote, Committee Substitute House Bill 1073 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, members.
You're welcome. This concludes our agenda, and if there's no further business, seeing none, Representative Hart moves, we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.